So what would happen if Biden decides to, quote, federalize the National Guard of Texas?
Look, he can do that. Any president can do that. I think that that pretty much ends his election possibilities. Not that they're that good now anyway, but this is becoming the number one issue. When you come into a state like Texas that I think people can clearly see, we're just trying to protect ourselves from crime and terrorism. Yes. And a lot of bad consequences. I don't think now these liberal sanctuary cities know the same problem. They've got just a little bit of what we have, and they know that this is real. So I think it's becoming more, Americans are becoming more aware. And I think if Joe Biden decides to force that onto us by taking over the National Guard, I think it's an automatic loss. He's done. And so, you know, in some ways, you know, we have to suffer with the consequences for a few months if he does that, which I still hope he doesn't. But in the end, he loses the election, absolutely, if he does that.
Do you think it's possible that he will? I mean, I guess it's possible to know, but what would you rate the likelihood?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't really think Biden's thinking about this much. I think it's his handlers, whoever's right. behind the scenes making those decisions. If I knew who that was, I could probably better give you an answer. But,
right.
you know, I have no idea what he'll do because I don't think he knows what he's going to do. And after he's done, I'm not sure he even would recognize what he did. So if I knew who was making that decision, I could actually direct questions at him, or somebody could, I think that would be helpful. But we don't know who's running the country right now.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never met someone who could answer conclusively who's in charge of the United States. Obviously, it's not him.